spot on the bottom of your tomatoes is probably blossom end rot, which is a common malady on garden tomatoes. Mark Blevins is the Assistant Administrator for Agricultural and Natural Resources with North Carolina State University Extension. He says blossom end rot can appear any time during tomato growth, but it usually shows up when the fruits are about half developed. It's not a disease or sign of pest invasion, and it doesn't spread from plant to plant.
This is a calcium deficiency in the fruit. It means that the fruit isn't getting the calcium it needs from the soil, and there are a lot of factors that go into that. Calcium can get blocked from the fruit, or it won't get enough if the plant is growing too quickly, or if there's a moisture deficiency in the soil, or if there's not enough calcium around.
Blossom end rot can be prevented. Make sure your tomato plants aren't going through wide fluctuations between moisture and dryness, and use mulch or irrigation to keep the moisture levels as even as possible. There are products on the market that claim to add calcium to the plant, but Blevins says the jury's out as to whether they work or not.
The calcium sprays, some people swear by them and some people swear at them. The spray is adding some calcium to the leaves. The plant can move into the fruit. The label should tell you exactly what regimen to use. But the best way to solve the problem is to fix it before it starts.
As soon as you see end rot, remove affected fruits so there are more nutrients available for the healthy tomatoes. It may not look very appetizing, but you can still eat a tomato with blossom end rot. Just cut off the affected areas. Learn more about keeping your tomatoes healthy at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. Vance Bolter is now in custody, the man authorities believe killed former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband over the weekend. Police arrested the 57-year-old after spotting him on a trail camera near his farm in Green Isle, Minnesota. The death toll is rising in Israel after a fresh round of airstrikes from Iran overnight. It comes days after Israel launched targeted strikes at Iranian nuclear infrastructure. President Trump also weighing in.
Trump saying he'd be open to Vladimir Putin serving as a mediator between Iran and Israel. But French President Macron, ahead of today's G7 summit in Canada, rejecting the idea. Meanwhile, the conflict driving oil prices higher. One report predicting gas prices could rise 20 cents per gallon in the coming weeks.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. Meanwhile, the Gaza Health Ministry now says 38 Palestinians have been killed in a new wave of shootings near food distribution centers. This is ABC News. Search and rescue crews are looking for people who were swept away in yesterday's widespread flooding in Appalachia.
Parts of West Virginia under a state of emergency after flash floods swept through the northern part of the state. Ohio County saw up to 4 inches of rain in less than half an hour, destroying homes, washing out roads, and submerging cars. In Fairmont, one woman desperately trying to escape with her one-year-old daughter.
One second I was washing dishes, the other minute I'm swimming down the hallway with my child.
Now residents who lost everything are left to pick up the pieces.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Spain may be a hot European tourist destination, but this weekend, protests erupting in Barcelona with some demonstrators turning water guns on tourists. Some in Spain are angry about the rising cost of living, which they say is prompted by housing being turned into short-term rentals. Mike Dabusky, ABC News.
Hey, have you heard this? Macy's is previewing our lowest prices of the summer on furniture and mattresses now before the sale starts Thursday. That means early access to July 4th deals on beautiful outdoor furniture sets, customer favorites like the Radley Sectional, and top mattress brands like Sealy, all at 20 to 65% off. So get to Macy's now to save big, beat the rush, and give yourself more time to relax on your brand new furniture from Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
With Progressive, renters can save on protection for the things that make your place yours. Even things that don't make sense to everyone.
People always wonder why I don't get rid of my guitar since I never play. But it's like, what if I actually end up taking lessons? Sure, I've had it for 8 years, but if I get rid of it, then what will my New Year's resolution be next January?
Exactly.
So bundle your renters and auto and save with Progressive and protect the things that make sense to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. Our high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, thunderstorms likely could be quarter inch or more of rain. Even up to a half inch in spots. Our low in the mid 60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. You can get faster internet and pay less. How about that? Whole Home Connect. Give them a call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. The suspect in weekend political violence in Minnesota apparently has degrees from a now-closed Wisconsin university. The LinkedIn account of 57-year-old Vance Bolter claims a doctorate and a Master of Science from Cardinal Stritch University in Milwaukee. Bolter's the suspect in the murders of State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband. Madison residents near the Dane County Regional Airport are denied funding to soundproof their homes against military jet noise. The Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs applied for $18 million to help over 160 residents install noise-dampening insulation. Noise levels near the airport have been as high as 116 decibels. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking landowners to host the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities this fall. Interested landowners must have at least 60 acres of land available and be able to host at least three hunters. There's more information on the DNR's website.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Community Hospital, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, and Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Tarrant Park pool is very close to completion. Last week, the pool was filled, and according to Durand Mayor Patrick Mulliron, a few final things need to be done before the state inspector comes.
Everything gets up and operational, then becomes the big thing about we get the chemicals going in and you get everything done. And then, of course, is to get the state inspector in here to give us the final okie-dokie to go ahead. You're in a situation where you have to be to a certain point before you can even request the state inspector to come in.
Signups for July swimming lessons are expected soon. Contact Durand City Hall for more information. A grand reopening and ribbon-cutting ceremony will be held today at the Holden Park Campground. The Pepin County Land Conservation Department has completed many improvements to the campground, including new flush toilets and showers, drinking water stations, new camping pads, fire rings, and more. The event begins today at 4 o'clock at the Holden Park Campground. The former Eau Claire County Treasurer, accused of stealing more than $1 million, has been released from prison. 78-year-old Larry Locken was released last Tuesday from the Thompson Correction Center and is now living at a temporary residence in Eau Claire. Locken served a 9.5-year sentence after being convicted of the thefts in March of 2026. Residents of Dunn and Buffalo counties will soon notice low-flying planes as the state works to prevent the spread of spongy moth. The small yellow planes will be spraying a mating disruptor into the trees to stop the spread of the moth. The disruptor is organic and will not hurt people or pets. The spraying will start in the early mornings, weather permitting. For more information on the program, contact the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture at 800-642-MOTH. Fire officials are continuing to investigate the cause of a fire Friday night in Eau Claire. Reports say that an RV on Vine Street caught fire and that the flames then spread to a neighboring home. No injuries were reported. Damage in that fire has been estimated at $100,000. Authorities have apprehended two suspects they say ran from a stolen vehicle in Jackson County. Law enforcement announced the search for the suspects Saturday morning, and both had been taken into custody Saturday night. One of the suspects, a 17-year-old female, had previously been reported as a runaway from Kansas. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Entech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. Entech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
A bill to restrict how school districts could request tax increases through referendums had a public hearing in the Assembly Education Committee on Thursday. Delafield Republican Representative Cindy Dukow said too many districts are asking for more money. Eau Claire Democrat Christian Phelps says districts are practicing fiscal responsibility by asking their voters for a tax increase.
Why strip the local decision of voters in local school districts to approve long-term funding for their district if they want to do that?
The bill is unlikely to be signed by Governor Evers, even if it makes it through the legislature. More than 200,000 registered voters in the state are receiving notifications to maintain their voting rights. The announcement came from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, who said Thursday that they're sending postcards to anyone who hasn't voted in the past 4 years. The cards are titled Official Voter Registration Notice and have an official election mail logo near the postage mark. To stay registered, the postcard must be signed and returned to their municipal clerk. Postcards must be submitted by July 15th for voters to stay registered. A mining company says it plans to start drilling for gold and copper near Medford this week. The company, Green Light Wisconsin, plans to drill on the so-called Bend Deposit on U.S. Forest Service land. The deposit reportedly contains more than 4 million tons of copper and gold. The action comes after a judge denied a request by the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa to halt state approval of the drilling. The tribe says it's concerned over the impact of the drilling on environmental and historic sites. A Twin Cities couple accused of submitting hundreds of voter registration forms they completed with fake identities was arrested. Lorraine Combs and Ronnie Williams are now charged with conspiracy to engage in voter registration fraud. The scam was reportedly done in 2021 and 2022. Minnesota Secretary of State Cassandra Knutson says there were no ballots cast in connection with the crime. An unnamed foundation reportedly paid both defendants for filling out close to 500 voter registration applications. Several Minnesota students aren't too happy with a proposed budget that calls for significant tuition increases. University President Rebecca Cunningham announced that the university had to make some tough financial decisions brought on by federal research funding cuts. The planned hike would be 6.5% and 7.5% for out-of-state students. The spending plan also includes reductions to academic programs. The Minnesota Board of Regents is scheduled to vote on the budget proposal June 18th. You're listening to WRDN News.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care. All amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
The undocumented immigrant framed for sending letters threatening to kill President Trump has been released from custody. A Chicago immigration judge granted Ramon Morales-Reyes bond on Tuesday, and his $7,500 bond was posted Thursday. Federal investigators say a man accused of assaulting and robbing Morales-Reyes, 52-year-old Demetric Scott, admitted to writing those letters under Morales-Reyes' name to prevent him from testifying in Scott's criminal case. Morales-Reyes had been in a Dodge County detention center since his arrest last month. Though cleared of all charges related to the threats, Morales-Reyes still faces possible deportation. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Durand Improvement Group presents Music in the Park this Wednesday, starting at 6 at Memorial Park in Durand. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy an evening of music with Chris Cruzy. Performance begins at 6 o'clock. There'll be food and refreshments, too, and admission is free. It's Music in the Park with Chris Cruzy this Wednesday, starting at 6 at Memorial Park in Durand, presented by the Durand Improvement Group.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
The Minnesota Twins were swept by the Houston Astros following a 2-1 10-inning loss yesterday. The Twins led by one entering the ninth before Johan Duran blew the save. Cole Sands was charged with the loss in relief after giving up the game-winning hit in the 10th, while Brooks Lee homered in the losing effort. The Twins will visit Cincinnati tomorrow. Royce Lewis is off the shelf once again. The Twins' injury-prone former first overall pick was placed on the 10-day injured list over the weekend. Lewis strained his hamstring while running the bases Friday. He's hitting just .202 with two home runs and nine RBIs in 30 games this season. Deshaun Kearsey Jr. was called up from St. Paul to replace Lewis on the active roster. The Minnesota Lynx got off to a fast start in a 101-78 rout of the Los Angeles Sparks at the Target Center. Minnesota led 58-26 at halftime and coasted to the victory in the second half. Nasiah Kolir poured in 32 in the victory. Courtney Williams finished with 17. Minnesota's in first place in the WNBA at 10-1. The Lynx host the Aces tomorrow night. The Minnesota Golden Gophers are reaping the benefits of another successful recruiting weekend. Offensive lineman Lucas Tielich, safety Jordan Lampkins, defensive lineman Jeremiah Benson, and tight end Gabe Weaver all committed to the football program over the weekend. Minnesota now has 20 total commitments for the 2026 recruiting class.
Doug. Here we have the Limo Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
And like this.
Mom!
I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Happy Father's Day at AmFam. Good morning. I'm Doug Russell with sports. We start in Milwaukee, where the Brewers made it a Father's Day to remember.
Half the batters he's faced have been strikeouts. Yelich gets into one. Deep left center. Oh, she's gone. Christian Yelich with number 14. And we are tied at one here in the fourth.
Brian Anderson on FanDuel Sports Network with the call. The Brewers edged the Cardinals 3-2. In the ninth, St. Louis had two on with no one out, down by one, but closer Trevor McGill got out of it. Starter Quinn Priester was solid again. He goes six strong innings, scattering four hits, giving up just one earned run, and gets the win. He's now 5-2 on the season.
Just riding the momentum on these last couple starts. You know, that confidence plays a lot into that, too, where, you know, not being scared of the zone even a little bit and really forcing the issue in terms of getting contact and just getting the ball in play as early as I can and, you know, pitch deep into games.
The Brewers are off today before opening up a three-game series with the Cubs at Wrigley starting tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers land a big recruit. Four-star wide receiver Zion Legree from Pensacola, Florida will play for Luke Fickell. Legree originally committed to Ole Miss before opening back up his recruitment a couple of weeks ago. He took his visit to Madison this past weekend. High school state championships in Madison over the weekend. Brookfield Central defeats Middleton 5-2 to win the boys' Division I tennis title. University School beats Altoona in Division II, also 5-2. Kakana beats Kenosha Bradford 1-0 in Division I girls softball. Denmark, Poinette, Mishicot, and Almond Bancroft win Divisions 2 through 5 respectively. And Hudson defeats Kettle Moraine 10-9 in girls lacrosse. And from golf, J.J. Spawn hits a 64-yard putt to win the U.S. Open by two shots. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-517-9383. That's 800-517-9383. 800-517-9383.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Forecast for today, partly sunny. We'll have a 50% chance of showers and storms today. Highs mid-80s. South winds at around 10. Tonight's 90% chance of showers and storms. Lows mid-60s. Tomorrow, 40% chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs near 80. Currently across the region, mix of clouds and sun. Even a few scattered thunderstorms as well. Lake City at 70. Pepin 69 at Plum City and Wabasha. Nelson 68. Mondovi 67. Mogale 63 here at WRDN. 67 with Clay Walker. And she won't be lonely for long. It's 7:23.
Something about the way she's wearing her dress a little tighter. Something about the way she's staring. She's looking to start a fire. Something about the way she's dancing and drinking chill Patron. If she's lonely now, she won't.
Another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light, and you look like you're doing all right. Yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight, but I guess I'm doing all right. Younger, they thought we were crazy, but we have the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right. And God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call. That would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family. And tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right.
country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Hey, whiskey drink. I know it's been a while. Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way they're leaving all the way down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now. Come on, cigarette. Yeah, smoke out that regret. I pour it straight and strong, make a memory gone before you let me leave. Oh, come on, whiskey drink. Oh, come on, whiskey drink.
Yeah, tell me, Jack. Tell me that you got my back.
That you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out.
Oh, help me out.
Just get me back. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And Jason Aldean, Whiskey Drink, 732. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Happy Monday. And coming up next hour, birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM and send us a message that way as well. Also this morning, we kick off our week-long spotlight of Bruner Hillside Dairy. They are the hosts of the Pepin County Dairy Breakfast that will be this Saturday. And the Bruner Hillside Dairy on Highway V, just east of Durand. So we're going to kick things off this morning at about 9:15 or so. And so be listening for that. Congratulations to the Peterson family. They had a wonderful, wonderful dairy breakfast at the Peterson family dairy on Saturday for the Pierce County Dairy Breakfast. And wow, a lot of folks. There was still a line at about 11:15. And they were going to be serving until 11:30, and they managed to get everybody served through the line by 11:30 as well. That was a great, a wonderful, wonderful dairy breakfast. Great way to kick it off, and it was nice that the rain had held off as well. Later on today, it's going to be a big celebration over at Holden Park, the campground. And they're going to be having a ribbon-cutting ceremony and a grand reopening of the Holden Park campground. And I got to go out and check this out. They did a great job on all of the remodeling and new facilities over at the campground. And boy, congratulations to folks over at Land Conservation. A lot of, not a lot of it, but probably most of those new things at the park was the result of a lot of hard work from some of the folks at Land Conservation doing grant writing to be able to find the money available so that we could have a brand new facility over there. They have a shower facility, drinking water, flush toilets, new camper pads, and more. I'm really excited to go check this out. And they're going to be doing that this afternoon at 4 o'clock. So that ought to be something. Definitely, you know, I have land in winter, but, you know, early in the spring or even late in the fall when I have to bring the camper back, you know, maybe you have to do the old staycation at Holden Park. I kind of like that idea.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitzsmith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
June Dairy Month is a special time to discover, taste, and celebrate the legacy of Wisconsin dairy. Dairy farming is key to Wisconsin's economy and communities. Because 95% of Wisconsin farms are family-owned, our dairy farmers are committed to incorporating science and sound practices to ensure they produce the best quality milk while protecting the planet. Visit WisconsinDairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin dairy.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is being brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy during June Dairy Month. Wisconsin dairy generates more than $45 billion to Wisconsin's economy. That's over $86,000 per minute. Wisconsin has always been a leader in dairy. That's why we are a dairy powerhouse. Visit WisconsinDairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin dairy.
Forecast for today, partly sunny, 50% chance of showers and storms. We'll have highs in the mid-80s, south winds at around 10. Tonight, 90% chance of showers and storms, lows mid-60s. Tomorrow, 40% chance of showers and highs near 80. Wednesday, partly sunny, 50% chance of showers and storms. We'll have highs upper 70s. Currently across the region, Lake City 70, Pepin 69, Plum City, Wabasha, Nelson 68, Mondovi 67, O'Galley 63. Here at WRDN 68 with Eric Church and Hell of a View at 736.
I was no daddy's dream, was not your mama's prayer, but I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire when I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town. I'm good at rolling dice, no good at standing still. You're like a thought of chasing life instead of dollar bills. We're living reckless, nothing to catch us, baby, but the ground. This ain't for everybody, toes hanging off the ledge, like we got nothing to lose. Ain't always heaven, baby, it's living. Your purple sky, this town's a canvas, baby. Let's paint it red tonight. Go out like shooting stars, chasing what's in our hearts. Into the blue.
Mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I got left. I go down to that same old cafe where I try to wash my troubles away. I'm still down and I'm still all alone, but it beats staying home all night long. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. I go home and I climb that old stairway, and I tell myself tomorrow's a new day. But I know I'll just go down again and spend my time with my new next of kin. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. You're the only family I've got left.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota. Talking to the folks back home.
heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off. Maybe that dust wouldn't fly up and drop. Maybe that tumbleweed in me wouldn't leave every other sunrise. Maybe I'd settle down digging some roots, find me a farmhouse, find me you. Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind. I wouldn't stay wondering what's out there. I wouldn't saddle up on the breeze. I wouldn't disappear out of thin air. I could put down these wings.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Ella Langley, Weren't for the Wind at 7:50. I'm Brian Winnikin. Sister Reminder, Music in the Park returns for the summer this Wednesday, starting at 6 o'clock at Memorial Park. This is with the Durand Improvement Group. Chris Cruzy is performing. There'll be food and refreshments also available. Music in the Park this Wednesday starting at 6 o'clock. Also, don't forget, later on today, we have the first new farmers markets over at Memorial Park. And that will be getting underway around 2 o'clock over at Memorial Park. So don't forget about that. Well, you've heard about the self-driving vehicles. I'm not a fan. I'm just... Maybe it's just control issues. I don't know. But apparently, a self-driving vehicle hit a train in Berks County, Pennsylvania, Saturday. County officials say that the self-driving vehicle had three people inside, made a turn at a railroad crossing, and then drove down the tracks. Oops. The occupants basically bailed out and got out of the vehicle. The vehicle was struck by a train. A short time later, no one thankfully was injured. I know what the computer programmers are going to say. Well, geez, the car wasn't supposed to do that.
Remember the last time you had your picture taken? What was it the photographer said to make you smile? Cheese. One of our favorite foods. We put it on burgers and sandwiches, omelets and quiches, and we love to fondue. Say cheese.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work year-round. This June Dairy Month salute is being brought to you by O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand.
June is Dairy Month. O'Galley Cheese would like to salute all dairy farmers for their endless hard work and dedication, providing us with local quality milk. We would also like to thank the WRDN listeners for their continued support of the local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be part of such a strong community. To support your local dairy farmers and for all your cheese needs, visit O'Galley Cheese Store, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Have you tried hands-free Skechers slip-ins yet? Because if you haven't, you're missing out on technology that changes how you think about shoes. First, these are not just regular slip-on shoes. They're not just a pair of loafers without laces. But what makes them different is the technology inside that lets you just step into them. There's a built-in hidden shoehorn that slides your foot in, so they look, feel, and wear just like a pair of shoes you're used to. Except you don't have to bend down, struggle to put them on, or touch them. Try them at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Friday nights made for football games.
falling leaves made for falling in. Front porch steps made for goodnight kissing, and I was made for you. Yeah, I was made for you. Summer jobs made for spending cash. Second dates made for going fast. And early curfews made for sneaking past. 2 a.m. was made for pissed off dads, and I was made for you. Yeah, I was made for you. Like a ship without a sea, or a song without a melody, I don't know where I'd be or what I'd do, 'cause I was made for you. Smoky bars made for how about a dance. Open roads made for holding hands, and laid back seats made for young love. Two pink lines made for growing up, and I was made for you. Yeah, I was made for you. Like a ship without a sea, or a song without a melody, made for tiny feet. My two arms made for where you sleep. The sky was made for the moon and stars. You were made to steal my heart, and I was made for you. Yeah, I was made for you.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.